Why did you go into immigration law to begin with?
This is a great question. I am an immigrant. I came from France. And when I began in law, my first interest was to do international law. And I met my first refugee in the beginning 80s. And I knew that that's what I want to do.
Who was that refugee?
They were, at that time, I had people from Lebanon. I begin with Lebanese refugees and also Palestinians at that time also.
Was this in France or here in Canada?
No, in Canada. I am a Canadian lawyer. I am not practicing in France.
So tell me, in your years and in your career here, how have you seen things evolve?
When I began, there was no real refugee law. It was like an administrative procedure that people that want to stay in Canada applied in front of an administrative person. During the 90s, we had the first tribunal, the Immigration and Refugee Board, the first board, and in my opinion, it was a very big step because we left the arbitrary of the administration to go into, a legal proceedings. We had people like judges that were supposed to be, impartial. Impartial?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same word in English?
Yes, it is, impartial.
Impartial. So we had people that were supposed to be impartial and not people that were employees of the government. And this was the big goal from the 90s. And after the years, we get a marvelous system. We were always complaining, but now we understand that it was the best in the world we had. Now that it changed.
Yes.
And parallelly, we had also the population, the Canadian population, that has very open arms. And
welcomed.
That welcomed the people with a very great heart, and this was at the same time. So the population was
support.
The population was supporting the government, was supporting the policy of the government in the refugee issues. And I think this was very important because afterwards, when the population begins to complain, they are taking our jobs, they are taking our money, we pay for them the medical for nothing and so on, the government changed also because it was something politically interesting. So I think both situations changed at the same time.
And where do you think things are at now?
Oh, I don't know if we can have worse. We have a great imagination, but I hope it will not be worse than what we have. And I am a very optimistic person, so I hope that now things we are at the bottom, and I think we will now try to live with the new law we have and to try to have it better over the years. It's the only thing we can wish now.
We have an election campaign coming next year. What would you like to see as one of the issues in that campaign when it comes to refugees in Canada?
You know, this is another issue because I'm not sure that the other parties and the other candidates at prime minister position will have any interest in changing this law as it is now. You know, the bad work, le sale travail, how do you
mm-hmm.
say it?
The dirty work
is done now.
Yes.
And even if the opposition parties disagree with the government on the refugee issue, I'm not sure that if they are at the power, they will change it. It will probably not be a priority because it's not a priority of the Canadian people.
When you began your career in 84, this was the time when the boat people were coming in from Vietnam.
Yes, also, yeah.
How has it evolved in terms of where are we now?
You know, at that time also, I didn't make cases from Vietnam, but when it was a disaster in somewhere in the world, Canada was taking actions, real actions, not only political declarations, like they did with Syrians. Mm-hmm. They were opening the door, they were bringing the people, and after they studied them, okay, will they stay, will they not, are they refugees, are they not? But, you know, they went on the most important point, that was to save those people's life, and after we will see. Now, you know, the only thing we got, for instance, in the Syrian problem is like a collective sponsorship that nobody is able to finish because it takes ages and years to finish. And that's it. I think we had maybe three people coming since the government of Canada made big declaration of how he will help Syrian refugees.
What would you like to see change if you could change one element about the system now?
This is a difficult question because, you know, a lot of things have to be changed if you take the law, a daily law. For me, the most critical point in the new law is what we call the liste des pays sûrs, the designated...
safe country.
I'm sorry?
The designated safe country.
Yes. This is terrible.
Why is that?
It is terrible because a refugee is an individual. We are not here to decide if a country is a refugee producer or not. We have to decide if a person is in danger or not. So with this list, some people that really need help doesn't have the help they need. I think, for instance, to the Roma from Hungary. You can think to the criminal victims in Mexico. You can think about, in Israel, the opposant to the military service, and so on. And also, a country that is today safe can be tomorrow not safe. For instance, you have now Ukraine. Ukraine is not on the list, but could be because it's a European country. From one day to the other, this country completely changed. Mm-hmm. So if it would have been on the list, how many months is to change it, if they want to change it? So you never know. We have Latvia. Latvia is a safe country today, but tomorrow. And so I think this discrimination between the countries is something very bad for our system. And this would be probably the first point that I will change, if I would have any power in this.
I'm wondering, over your career, how has it been when you lose a case or when you see somebody who has not won and has to return? How do you handle that? How do you deal with that?
Oh, this is terrible. This is very difficult. It is particularly difficult if you think that is a person that needs help, because sometimes you have people that are refused, but they don't face a big danger going back. But if you lose a person that faced danger going back, it's terrible. It is really terrible because you don't know what to do. You trial all the legal possibility, but now we have really little. Before we had humanitarian, you have the PRA. We had different procedures that we could try, but now we have quite nothing.
And in the meantime, it seems that the undocumented people in Canada grows, which of course feeds a black market economy.
Sure. Sure, and... what we will probably face in a few years is illegal people staying in Canada without claiming the refugee status. I saw this. People that would like to claim the refugee status but will not because they are afraid of being refused 60 days later. So they stay in a no man's land, I don't know how long, until they are arrested or until something changes. And I'm sure in a few years, we will probably have those people coming out with no paper, with no legal stay in Canada.
Do you think that there's any hope for the Syrian displaced people that Canada will organize and accept more people?
I wish, but I'm not sure because I don't see nothing going in this way. And now the war is since 3 years now. We have nothing going on, but a lot of people are working on it. The Syrian family here are working on it, but I'm not sure something will come. Maybe with a new government. This will be maybe an issue for the new government, if we have a new one.
Well, Madame Sabine Venturelli, thank you so much for speaking with me.
It was my pleasure.